Welcome to day 41 of our sit spot journey, and this week we're going to be bringing our attention to the trees. And the trees give us so much. I once went on a hiking expedition in Norway, and we'd found this national park and went up there not realizing that it was actually above the tree line. And it was incredible to get up there and feel how different it felt than we'd expected, just because there were no established, mature, big trees. And this meant that creating fires from natural materials was really challenging. And it almost felt lonely and exposed. They give us shelter and warmth and company, all just through their being and standing. And the first day of this week, so today's invitation, is to see if you can find a tree who still has its leaves in bud. Maybe you'll find more than one, and really check them out, because actually the winter buds of the trees are just as unique as their leaves. And when we look closely, perhaps even if you have a jeweler's loupe or a magnifying glass, and you can really get to see the detail and the colours, and you know, whether they sit tightly to the branch or extend outward, if they grow in clusters or individually, if they spread themselves out alternately on a twig or sort of spiraling round. It's amazing. If you're lucky enough to have an alder tree near you, that's ALDER, they have these purpley mauve silvery buds that are just incredible. Anyways, the buds of the trees are really unique, and this is kind of our last window of time before they all spring open into leaf. What would be really cool is if there's a bud on a tree that you don't know what it is, then you can hold this as a mystery, and as the leaves emerge, go back and check it and see if you can then identify it once you've got the leaf as part of the picture of that tree. So for today, go and check out some tree buds on your way to your sit spot. I can add a link into some winter tree ID games using tree buds. And yeah, just enjoy seeing their beauty and uniqueness and imagining what they might become.